In Beirut, voters are heading to the polls tomorrow for the first of four phases of parliamentary elections. This will be the first vote in Lebanon since Syria ended its 30-year military occupation of that country last month. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Beirut.
3 months ago, a massive car bomb killed Rafik al-Hariri, Lebanon's most popular Sunni Muslim politician. Today, his son Saad has taken over Hariri's political party. Downtown Beirut is now decorated with giant portraits of the two Hariris standing together. And Saad Hariri frequently invokes his father's name at campaign rallies like this one. Though the 35-year-old is a political novice, he leads a slate of candidates that is expected to easily win at the polls tomorrow. Timur Goksel, a former United Nations peacekeeper, says in Lebanon, politics are still very much a family-run affair.
This family is like father to son, and it's basically your very rudimentary feudal system.
Almost all of Lebanon's political parties break down along the lines of the country's 18 different religious sects. After the elder Hariri's assassination, some of these groups put aside rivalries that date back to the civil war. Buoyed by popular outrage, they staged massive street protests demanding an end to neighboring Syria's political and military domination of Lebanon. But with Syria's soldiers now gone, Hariri and others in the anti-Syrian camp have made electoral alliances with some of Syria's closest Lebanese allies, including the powerful Shiite movement Hezbollah.
It just became a very straight, crude process of horse trading.
Jamil Mrouwe is the publisher of Beirut's Daily Star newspaper.
The people who, as I said, recently emerged from a submerged state of citizenry to really a very robust expression of their Lebanese citizenship, felt really deceived.
Yelim Sel, a university student who participated in the demonstrations, says he was disgusted when he learned the widow of a former Christian warlord was running unopposed for one of Beirut's parliamentary seats.
We see the same families, political families, since my father and grandfather. Nothing has changed, and instead of starting a new beginning, we are doing the same thing, whether the Syrians are here or not.
Gibran Tuwaini is one of the few first-time parliamentary candidates running on Hariri's slate. He agrees that the passions that inspired at least a million Lebanese to take to the streets have faded.
The momentum have changed, but what we have to do now is just to say to these people who demonstrated that the oath of freedom and the oath of, you know, unity, we should be able to defend it through the parliament and make that dream come true.
With just one day to go before elections, parliamentary candidate Saad Hariri made an unexpected pre-dawn flight from Beirut to Saudi Arabia on what an aide described as a private visit. The Hariris are close to the Saudi royal family. The ruler of Saudi Arabia, King Fahd, was hospitalized on Friday. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.